One of my firm beliefs, based on all kinds of data, is that birds are superior to humans in countless ways, from their ability to fly and the higher altitudes they can easily negotiate without supplemental oxygen, to the broader spectrum they can see and the wider range of sound frequencies they can hear. In many ways, birds are also luckier than humans. The only time a bird ever obsesses about its reflection is when it doesn't recognize the image as itself and tries to drive away a perceived intruder. That may not seem very lucky for a robin or cardinal endlessly attacking someone's window or car mirror, but think about what humans have done over the millennia as we've obsessed about our own mirror images. You'll never find a bird binding its feet to keep them tinier than they're supposed to be, elongating its neck with increasing numbers of metal rings, sucking fat out of one part of its body to infuse into another, injecting dangerous nerve toxins into its face, or undergoing potentially life-threatening surgeries, all for no other reason than to change its natural appearance. Birds recognize one another as individuals, and when they're displaying in a competition for a mate or territory, they do focus on appearances. But they don't stare, at least not in a way that makes them uncomfortable. No bird has ever had to tell another, "Hey, my eyes are up here." I've been thinking about that this week after looking at some woodpecker photos and thinking about how the important features that distinguish individuals are concentrated on their faces and heads. So, of course, when they're staring at each other, they're making eye contact, too. Just about everything a woodpecker needs to know about another is visible when that other woodpecker peeks out of its nesting or roosting cavity. From the time a baby pileated woodpecker grows its first feathers, males have a red forehead and mustache mark, while in females those features are gray or brownish black. Adult male flickers have a red or black mustache mark that adult females lack. Both male and female red-bellied woodpeckers have a brilliant red nape, but it extends all the way forward to the beak in males, giving them a red crown and forehead, which the females lack. As far as we can see, red-headed woodpeckers lack sexual dimorphism, meaning that at least to our limited human eyes, males and females are identical. But they may look far different to one another because their eyes perceive a wide range of colors that we're blind to. We know that many woodpeckers, including redheadeds, see within the ultraviolet spectrum. Studies show this helps them to detect certain tree fungi. Fungi are hardly a significant part of a woodpecker's diet, but may be useful indicators of rotting trees that support food in the form of insects and shelter in the form of softened wood for excavating. The ability to see in the UV spectrum may well have another use for woodpeckers. Until recent decades, we had no clue that the plumage of a great many birds can reflect UV light detectable to other birds. Newly molted northern saw-whet owl flight feathers glow pink when we shine a black light on them. Bird banders use this special lighting to see a saw-whet's molt pattern to figure out how old the bird is. But is that UV reflectance useful for the owls themselves? The more sunlight this nocturnal bird is exposed to, the more quickly the porphyrins that cause UV reflectance degrade, and the more quickly the UV color fades. So saw-whets may judge one another's fitness as potential mates and providers in part by how much the feathers reflect UV light. The richer the color, the less sunlight the bird has experienced, so the better it might be at locating and defending cavities. This is my own speculation. I haven't read any studies that confirm it, and the owls are not talking. Most black-capped chickadees appear virtually identical to our eyes. Bird banders can distinguish males from females in the hand only during the breeding season, and only if they see a cloacal protuberance if it's a male, or a brood patch if it's a female. Chickadees themselves can see individual differences without inspecting one another so crudely and rudely. I do believe I've heard more than one chickadee muttering to a bird bander, "Hey, my eyes are up here." We mere humans cannot determine the sex of red-headed woodpeckers by a brood patch because both sexes incubate their eggs, and the cloacal protuberance is not always evident in breeding males. Except during mating, the sex of most birds doesn't matter to them anyway. They're perfectly content using they and them as their pronouns. I haven't been able to find any published information about whether red-headed woodpecker feathers reflect UV light, but I can't help but think they must, based on the fact that they can see so well in the UV spectrum. As striking and beautiful as red-headed woodpeckers look to us, it's thrilling to imagine that they're even more brilliant and colorful to one another. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.